A reading according to the Gospel of John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe me because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a very rich passage, packed with many things. Almost every sentence could be dissected. It's as if Jesus is teasing Nathanael. He uses a number of puns or play on words. And one of them is the very first thing he says about Nathanael. "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. There is no Jacob in him." Now, Jacob is one of the patriarchs, and his name was changed to Israel, but he was a very duplicitous person. Following his mother's advice, he got the birthright by cheating his dad, pretending he was someone else. And he did this a number of times. But when he was trying to escape from his brother Esau because he was afraid he would be killed, he fell asleep and had a dream. And this is what Jesus is referring to. He dreamt that he saw a ladder come down from heaven and angels ascending and descending upon it. So then when he woke up, he said, "This is truly the house of God, the gate of heaven," because heaven had opened right there in that spot. So he poured oil over a stone, and eventually it became a shrine, a very important shrine, Bethel, meaning house of God. We could take that, you know, Jesus is the stone rejected by the builders that becomes the cornerstone, the foundation of the church, the foundation of the new covenant. And we see in a number of places, even Paul calls Jesus a rock. But what fascinates me the most is this last sentence about the heavens opening, or that sky opening, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So this is a sacred place. The heavens open was a phrase common among the Jews of this time, meaning this is a divine revelation. So these angels ascending and descending, what are they doing? They're showing us that the Son of Man is the place of God's presence and grace. He himself is the gateway to heaven. He himself is constantly communicating with heaven, the Father in heaven, even though now he is on earth as true God and true man. There's this continual communication. It hints at the origin and the goal of the Son of Man. He came from God, and he's going back to God. It's reminiscent of Thomas Aquinas' whole concept in his Summa Theologica that of the exodus, exitus and reditus, exit from heaven and return to heaven. However, here it's return to heaven and then descend back to heaven. So, as I said, there are many symbols. Christ is the way to heaven. St. Catherine of Siena said, all the way to heaven is heaven because Jesus is the way. So here we see that Jesus, God, is presented as the entrance to heaven, the gate of heaven, the ladder to heaven. And the image of the ladder, it becomes very important in Christian mysticism as the pathway, the way to travel if we want to attain God, to reach God. So Jesus is our way to heaven. And Saint Augustine has a beautiful image for this line of the preacher. The preacher is one who ascends to God in contemplation and then descends, comes back to his neighbor to share the good news and what he has learned from God. We could also say this is the Dominican charism. Saint Dominic is said to have only spoken to God, ascending to heaven, or about God, descending and speaking to his brothers and sisters in all he meets. But this idea of prayer and action, going to God and coming back to earth, is not just for Dominicans, it's not just for preachers, it's for all Christians, perhaps even all human beings, even if they don't know Christ yet. And this is a good resolution that we could make now that we're at the beginning of a new year, to seek God at the beginning of every action, that everything we do and work on should begin with God and conclude with God. That was the old practice of putting a cross at the top of your paper if you began to write, or making a sign of the cross when you begin a work, or a prayer at the beginning of class or a work, that everything can be done in God's presence, in Christ's presence. So let us make that our prayer for this year, that everything will begin with God, ascending to God, and then descending back to our earth, our fellow men and women, our neighbor, in active charity. Amen.